Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Mapping Humanity, How Modern Genetics is Changing Criminal Justice, Personalized Medicine, and Our Identities, by Joshua Z. Rappaport, Ph.D., read by Peter Lerman. We are survival machines, robot vehicles blindly programmed to preserve the selfish molecules known as genes. Richard Dawkins, The Selfish Gene. Because the history of evolution is that life escapes all barriers. Life breaks free. Life expands to new territories, painfully, perhaps even dangerously. But life finds a way. Michael Crichton, Jurassic Park. Introduction. The Power and Promise of Genomics. Everything that is alive is made of cells. Your body is made of many different types of cells, including tiny white blood cells that fight infection, thin nerve cells that conduct electrochemical signals, skin cells that protect internal organs, and muscle cells that produce movement. Although all the cells in your body serve different functions, every cell has one key thing in common: your genome. Most of your cells contain a nucleus, an oval-shaped structure inside the cell, and the nucleus of those cells contain the bulk of your genome, a library of your DNA, everything that makes you, you. While there are a few types of cells that do not contain a nucleus and thus have little DNA, like red blood cells and platelets, these are still derived from precursor cells that have a nucleus that is lost during the final steps of differentiation. DNA contains the blueprints that make up the main structural and functional components of our cells, our bodies, and ourselves. By studying the genome, a field known as genomics, we can hone our understanding of the fundamental mechanisms governing health, disease, development, and evolution. The similarities and differences among specific genomes help answer questions including how we evolved into the complex organisms we are and the genetic basis of diseases. Furthermore, genomic technologies are today being harnessed in applications ranging from the criminal justice system to food production. For the last 20 years, I have studied cell biology. Cell biologists like myself devote their careers to understanding how cells work. There are different ways that cell biologists go about discovering how cells function. They mash up a bunch of cells and carefully quantify the various chemicals and molecules present, a bit like analyzing a milkshake to figure out how many strawberries went into it. They take cells and make them grow together into organized clusters resembling the organs found inside the body, creating so-called organoids that can be studied in culture. These organoids are like cells, but demonstrate some of the more complex characteristics found inside the body. They use what we call model organisms, such as fruit flies and mice, to study cells in the context of simpler and more easily manipulated living systems. This information can then provide critical insights into how similar processes unfold in our own bodies. As a microscopist, I use high-powered microscopes to study what is going on inside cells. Generally, microscopists label specific components of the cell, and we often do this with living cells in order to study the dynamic functions of important parts of the cell as the processes of life unfold. But this can be a bit like learning to cook while only tasting the finished dish. When it comes to food, you can gain a lot of information by examining the taste and appearance of the end product. It's obvious that mashed potatoes are better when they're smooth rather than lumpy. You can taste the difference between bland, salty, and properly seasoned food. You can count the number of meatballs in your plate of spaghetti, and then break one open and see if it has onions inside. But to really understand how a dish is prepared, you need a recipe. The recipe tells you what goes into a particular dish and how to prepare it. Without a recipe, how would you know how much garlic to add to the sauce or when to add it? To continue with our food analogy, you can learn a lot from viewing cells, but it's the genome that tells you about the building blocks of an organism and how.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?